this is a change in policy in the European Union, but it is part of supporting the intensive diplomatic activity that we have going on at the moment to bring together a Geneva conference to make sure the regime and the opposition come to the negotiating table. What we've done yesterday, lifting the arms embargo on the opposition, just on the national coalition, the main part of the opposition, puts greater pressure on all concerned to go to that conference. Any decision, as I made clear to the House of Commons last week, any decision to send arms is for a later stage.
But if this is to be a credible threat to make President Assad think again, don't you need to be specific?
Well, no, I think that would be a mistake. I can say, as I said in Parliament last week, that we would only send arms to anybody in carefully controlled circumstances, in company with other countries, and in accordance with international law. So I think people can be reassured about that. But the signal of a change in policy, the new flexibility that is given to countries like the UK and France by these decisions, is very much something that many other countries wanted to see, such as our allies Turkey and the United States, along with many Arab nations. And I think it does contribute to supporting our diplomatic efforts.
Just on that point about anything that goes in will be carefully monitored. I mean, John Redwood would have heard you say those words in the House of Commons. He's clearly not convinced. He's clearly uneasy about the thought that once these weapons get in, even if you can get them past the government, they would be susceptible to being taken by groups we wouldn't want them to be taken by.
Well, there are different opposition groups. One of the cases for this, one of the arguments for sending arms, is that at the moment extremists can get weapons, the regime can get weapons, but if you are of moderate opinion, but you are a citizen of Syria, and every weapon that has ever been invented, except nuclear weapons, is being dropped on your town or village, the world has been denying you the means to defend yourself. And that is radicalizing people and driving them to extremism. But there are moderate and sensible people. They do have, and I've had many meetings with them, they do have a general, General Idris. They do have a military council. They do have their networks.
And they are getting weapons already, as we know, through sources in the Arab world. The question is there any value in sending potentially additional weapons? I mean, you stood next to the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov when he was in London. He told the news conference you were at that Russia would regard any move to arm the Syrian opposition as illegal. I mean, is there really any benefit to provoking Russia at exactly the point you need the Russians on board to put some pressure on Assad to get him to take part in this press conference?